Republican senators accused the Biden administration of pressuring major social media platforms to remove or shadow ban posts regarding COVID-19, vaccines, and election integrity, framing it as a coordinated effort to silence alternative viewpoints. They argued that the government's behind-the-scenes influence through meetings, guidance, and so-called jawboning of tech companies amount to censorship, even if it isn't explicitly written into law. Some lawmakers also suggest that this pressure disproportionately targets conservative viewpoints, raising concerns about political bias and accountability in how online content is being moderated. Senator Eric Schmidt speaks.
The Biden White House was revealed to have been back-channeling with YouTube about suppressing disfavored speech, suppressing things like the lab leak theory. White House Digital Director Rob Flaherty pressured platforms like Facebook and YouTube to censor all kinds of COVID-related speech. Joe Biden said Facebook was killing people.
Democrats pushed back, saying the hearing overlooked similar efforts under the Trump administration to pressure social media outlets and, more recently, the FCC. They argued Republicans were focused more on claims that had already been dismissed by the Supreme Court, while ignoring documented examples of President Trump directly threatening to revoke broadcast licenses and punish news outlets that criticized him and his administration. Lawmakers also warn that focusing solely on alleged government influence distracts from larger issues such as misinformation spreading online and the growing concentration of media ownership that allows private companies to shape public discourse. Senator Ed Mackey speaks.
This hearing is a farce. We're not focusing upon the imminent threat to the First Amendment, the beating heart of democracy, freedom of speech, freedom of press. That's what this hearing should be about. What's going on at the FCC right now? If you're a voice of dissent in this country, you have a target on your back, and they let you know you have a target on your back if you speak up. Law firms, universities, protesters, news media, all have faced this administration's wrath for their political speech. These threats are real. They're scary. And they undermine our democracy.
Witnesses ranged from legal experts to journalists who've alleged they've been censored, offering differing views on what counts as government overreach and what's just platform moderation. Attorney and law expert Gene Kinnaman.
I think it's a critical issue because as the technology has changed, the entire media landscape has changed. So I think we have to update our understanding of where is the excess power being used? How is it being used? These examples you've heard today all relate to a gatekeeper in the media landscape that is a tech company. We haven't always thought of them as being part of the same ecosystem, and I think we need to do that. Because if you have such enormous power over the major ways in which the public gets news, information, can keep up about whether it's their community or matters of public health or national affairs, we've got to make sure that they're playing by some reasonable rules or that there's full competition in the marketplace to give people the checks and balances in the media.
Overall, the hearing highlighted how divided lawmakers remain on balancing free speech, public safety, and accountability in the digital age. For KPFA News, I'm Shania Anderson.